and our third member is usually late, right? Okay, I want to go into function group today, and because before we do an update, which is where I'll be either Thursday or next Tuesday, before we do an update, I want to go through some basics. About putting everything on one page and basics about functions and that sort of thing. And then we will go and do the update one. And I just... I'm just having this... Did I put up? No, I didn't put up functions. Sorry about that. I was in a lot of pain this weekend. Let me look. Well, the easiest way to do it is to go back to previous semesters and go to 159 and function group PHP. So just go back. I forgot to put up the thing. So just go back to the previous semester and function group PHP. Okay? So that's the one that you want. So go back to fall 18. Go down to week 8. Because I did them in a different order. And look at function group PHP. That's the one that you want to bring up. Oh, good. Yes, indeed. Why are these saying not, everything saying not found? Function group PHP. Oh, sorry, I hurt my back this weekend and I really was in kind of out of it. Okay, so if I bring up third connect group. Address for third connect group is, CIS 159 AAA examples, function connect PHP, was that what it was? Function group PHP. So www.pgrosser.net, and then CIS 159. Only it's the lowercase CIS 159. And then AAA examples. And then function group PHP dot zip. H2?
Yes.
Okay, so there it is. All right, so there's the address that you want. Okay, So put that address in and get function group PHP. My apologies. Okay, so it is pgrosa.net, CIS 159, AAA examples, functiongroup.php, functiongroup.php.zip. And I will put that up tonight, hopefully, so that people at home don't have to worry about it. Okay, does that work? Did everybody find it all right?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Okay. And I've got it in a different place, but that's fine. Okay, so what I want to do is look at functions and how functions work. And so we're going to start out with hello function name. Okay. So this is simply so this is a simple function. And what I've got here is I started out in PHP and I just said, do this function. And I ended up doing it three times, say hello, and send down the name. So when I do the function, it echoes out the word hello, then echoes out the word, the thing that I sent it, which was names, and then echoes a BR. You don't have to put this comment in, but a lot of people do when they're ending the function, just to tell that it's the end of the function. Okay, so I put that in there just because some people do that. So that is a simple function. Okay, and it is sending, calling the function and sending something to it as it calls it. And the other two versions of that are, I think name A actually put it down at the bottom. Okay, so that's just, again, pointing out the fact that the function can be any place. A function is only executed in this language, in any language, when you call it. Okay, so the fact that I have the function here is totally ignored. I drop down and my first statement is to assign Susan to name. And then I do the function three times. So that gives me the same output. In other words, it doesn't matter where the function is. Okay. The function return. That go away. Well, there it actually shows up, so that's fine. Okay, so this is just using the return. So I have a function set up here, and it's called calc function, and it's receiving three things that I'm sending it. First, second, and operation. So I said if operation is a plus, then I'm doing an add, if it's a minus, etc. Okay, so I went through all that. And then I echo out the information. Okay, so I'm echoing out the information here. And I echoed it out in the divide because, in fact, I'm doing a divide. So I echoed it out twice. So I'm actually just saying put out first, operation second, and answer. And then I return answer, and I can use it down here, because here I said, go echo out first in, operation second in, and then concatenated with the results, the return that comes back from the function. So I echo out answer there. Okay. So here I was calculating answer and just doing it. But once I'm outside the function, I returned it, and I can say here, concatenate that with calculate function. Okay? I could also have calculate function assigned to something, and then do an echo of the thing that I assigned it to. Return one does that. So here, when I get out of the function, I call the function, say call function. It does the function, whatever is returned gets assigned to answer out, and then I echo out answer out. So that's the more traditional way that you're used to seeing that, is the thing. I call a function on the right, send it the information, whatever it returns gets put onto the left. So I return it, it becomes answer out, and then when I write answer out, I see the results. So this one is now a one in there, and there are the results, the same results. So what I returned, I said do a calculate return, whatever you get returned, assign the answer up. And on the other one, I just said, in the course of echoing, go do this function, and whatever is returned, you're going to show. Okay? Questions at all? I think most of you are comfortable with functions, having seen them other places. But there are some weird things in functions in PHP that we will see as we go along. Okay, get process one. I'm going to look at these get process ones. Okay, so I have a form here, and the form has on it name and grade. And then I am going to use a printr, which prints out the content of what I've got on the post, so I'm printing r at the content of the post, basically. And if I put a pre around that printr, I get it one way, and if I don't put around it, I get it another way. So let me run this. I have no idea why that is not working.
Because I should have put something out.
At one point I had that on the... Okay, so if I put in John, and John got an A, and I click there.
Okay, I was waiting out or something. I don't know what I did. That shouldn't have made a difference. Okay, so I put in John, and I gave John an A. Then it has, for what came in as the input, it sets up a array that contains the information. So I'm coming in with stu name, I'm coming in with grade, and I'm coming in with click. And so the click actually does something. It's showing up as a click. So the information I have there is John A, and the value here of click is actually part of what it happens. So the submit actually has a click.
If I don't put in any name, so if I just click here again, it gives the same thing, but now it's just showing the click because I didn't put the name in, but I still did the click. And so it is showing the click as part of it. Okay? And so now I'm doing it, and I'm showing the name is Susan, Ash, and click. Okay, and printr shows the output kind of what's inside. And you can get it, if you put pre, it comes out this way, which I think is a little more readable. If you don't put the pre, it comes out that way. So either way, you can see what happened. Okay? So the array is showing it's an array of the input that came in. And so I said, do a printr, which means print it out, of what's in post, what post sent. Okay? And remember, post doesn't show it when it sends it, get does. But that was what was sent. Okay? So then down at the bottom, I said, echo out hello, and you can see that. Echo out the student name in an H3, so it's a little bigger and bolder. Echo out the student grade in the H3. Okay? So it came in, and it starts out this program and says, this is the form, and it has the form action. And when the form action is clicked, it goes and says, redo PET process 1. Okay. So when I click on that, it goes and redoes it, shows the stuff for the new thing that I've done, and then prints it out. Okay. So it just keeps calling itself. And so when I put a new thing in here, David Smith, and I click, okay, now it is showing, the array is now showing David Smith, and down below I'm getting the David Smith sound out. And this is saying, if the post of the stu name is not empty, okay? So if I put one in where I just put in a B here and click, it doesn't execute the if statement, so I don't see anything. Okay, I've got the fact that I put in a B, I've got the fact that I clicked, but I'm testing there and saying if the stu name is equal to space, is not equal to spaces, then do this. And it this, I'm going to take those out again and see again what. Okay. So save. Refresh. Doesn't matter whether those are in or out.
I just accounted for myself for the first time. It still spaces them out.
So, that's a very simple where I'm gathering and I'm staying on Get Process 1, because this program is called Get Process 1 and the form action is to get Process 1. Now, if I left the action out, I would still get this page again, because if you don't tell it where to go, it does a default of reloading the same page. Okay, so I get a default of reloading the same page. Questions? Okay. So the next one I want to look is at Get Process 2. And this is simply another way of testing, and this has the get in it, as opposed to the post. And this one I didn't print out the content. And so I put in a name, and I'm saying, if the get is empty, and the stew name is equal to nothing, then do this. So it's just another way that I could have expressed that. Okay. So if I do a just plain click, it does nothing. If I put in a grade, it does nothing. If I put in a name, it does something. Okay, now it doesn't have a grade, so it doesn't show the grade. But that's just another way that that can be coded. And these go through several ways. So if I now look at the third one, when I change to the third one, I got to get rid of all this stuff that I sent before. Okay, so this is again saying that I want to print what's in the get, and then I'm saying put it into a function and said go do that function. Okay, so I'm going and doing a function. And it's now inside the function. And so if I put in okay, there's the information that's coming out.
So this time I put in the function, and if it's not empty, it is not empty, I'm doing it.
So, if I put a B in up here and click, okay, it's not empty, so it does it. If I put a name up here and I click, it does it. If I just click, it still does it because it's not empty because the click is there. Okay, so it's not empty. Because the click is there. So it still did it. It didn't have any information to put out, but it still did it. And put out student name and student grade, didn't have anything to put there because I hadn't put anything in, but it still did it because the click says that it's not empty. So you can't just check for is it empty, and you've got a button that it's going to click on. You got to check for a specific field if you care about the specific field. And then you can also check with an is set.
Okay. So was the stew name set and was it not empty? That's what I put in here. So is set is another way of checking.
And that does the same things. Now I've got four there, so John gets an A, and it's doing the same thing.
Now notice this one, and some of the others probably too, doesn't have an action up there, because as I said, the action by default is if there's no action, it reloads the same page.
And so that doesn't have an action in it, but it reloads the same page. So I'm putting the data in, I'm processing it, and then I'm reloading the same page. Okay? So when I click, I reload the page. Because the click does the submit, and I reload the page. Okay, the next one I want to look at is a little more, gets into a little more practical application, I guess. Well, not really, but. Okay, I want to look at binary hex test. Okay.
So. This one has, I'm testing to see if I have already got data, okay? Because my answer and real answer are going to come up as I am processing. And I'm testing to see if they exist. So what I'm really doing here is looking to see if this is the first time. Because if it's the first time, there's not going to be anything in my answer or real answer because those are two things I calculate. Okay? So I'm testing to see if it is the real time, the first time, or whether I've already got some answers.
So I'm saying if array key exists, my answer. If array key exists, real answer. So I'm looking to see if my answer exists and real answer exists. And if they do, then I'm saying take what you've got from my answer and store it as dollar sign my answer and dollar sign real answer. And you'll see how that works as we go down to the bottom. Okay, so now I'm starting out, and that's what I do right at the beginning. And then I'm going to do three subroutines. And the first subroutine is start check. And the next one is print binary. And the other one is get answer. So this is where I will have them put up an answer. Okay, so I'm starting out. And if I put this program up, and this is called binary hex test.
Do you mind if I just use the printer
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you.
Okay, so here's the thing that I have. This is binary to hexadecimal conversion. Figure out the hexadecimal for these binary numbers. Okay, so the convert binary to hex, I'm putting a 2 in there. Submit answer. Yes, you got it. I'm putting a 6 in. Okay. Another 6. A 1. Sooner or later, I'll get one that is... Okay, I'm waiting for a letter to come up. These are all random. I'm just now curious when I'm going to finally get a letter. And I'm wasting time, but I really want a letter. Okay, I give up. If I get the wrong answer, then it goes maybe next time. And then I put in the 7 and it's right. And it's supposed to keep going, okay? And eventually you're supposed to get A, B, C, D, and E, and I don't know why I'm not getting them. So that's the convert binary to hexadecimal, okay? So obviously I've got two images that I'm using here. One is an image for a 0 and one is an image for a 1, okay? And those are the images that I have. Now, I come down here and I have defined global, I put the word global, my answer and Neil answer. PHP is weird. It's different than other languages, where global, if I define something up at the top, it becomes global, like in Visual Basic or something, I define it up at the top, it becomes global. And then it means that all of the subroutines can use it. Here, if I've got a subroutine that I want to be able to use things that are defined elsewhere in the program, I call it global here. And that means I can use anything. I can use those no matter where they're defined, they're global. If I don't call them global, then they're private to the function. But the word global goes into the subroutine opposed to outside. Okay. And this means that I have access to what's in my answer and what's in real answer. Okay, so it's really kind of strange. So I put in the word global, my answer, real answer. And then I said, okay, if my answer equals spaces, is blank, basically, then I am going to put out the message that says, figure out the hexadecimal for these binary numbers, because it's the first time through. Okay. Then the rest of stat check says, okay, first of all, if my answer equals to space, print this out and don't do anything else. So that means that I've just printed that out, I'm done, and I'm going to go and do the print binary. So the first time through, there is not going to be anything in my answer. And so it is going to just put out the words, figure out the hexadecimal, and then it's going to drop out of this routine. Okay, later on, when I've already given it an answer, it is going to check. So if my answer is in blank, it's going to check and say, is my answer equal to the real answer? And if it is, print, yes, you got it. Otherwise, print, maybe next time. Okay, but for the first time through, I don't have anything to compare. So I'm saying if my answer is blank, that means I know it's the first time through. Okay. So then I go to show binary. And when I get to show binary, I said, okay, this is the function show binary, and it is going to have which, okay, sent to it. So what I'm doing, and I said the wrong thing, I'm going to print binary, and print binary actually calls show binary.
Okay, so I'm going to print binary. And I'm saying I want to get a random number between that is 2, 3, or 4. Okay, I want to get a random number that's 2, 3, or 4. If cards equals 2, then I'm going to do the 2 cards routine. Else, if cards equals 3, I'm going to do the 3 cards routine. Else, if cards equals 4, I'm going to do the 4 cards routine. Okay.
So I'm going to go and do that. So, down here, I come to the 2 cards routine. And I say, okay, I'm going to use real answer here. And I'm saying choice, a random number, 0 or 1. I've got 2 cards that I'm putting up. Choice 1 is the first card. And I'm saying make it either 0 or 1. Choice 2 is the second card. And I'm saying make that either 0 or 1. So then I say, okay, show binary. And that goes up to choice 1. That goes to do the show binary and sends it choice 1. Okay. And there's the show binary, okay? So I said, go do show binary and send it choice 1. So choice 1 gets sent up here, and that's a which. And I say, okay, the image source equals binary dollar sign which. So I'm sending it either a 0 or 1. So it ends up being binary 0.png or binary 1.png. And those are my two images. So I'm going to show either binary 0 or binary 1. And the height and the width I put in there. So I'm showing the cards. Okay, so if I had 2 cards, I go and do this twice. I go up and do show binary, and I've got the choice of a random number. I go do show binary twice, and it shows 2 cards. If I'm in the 3 card routine, I do choice 3 times. And I go and do show binary 3 times to put up the 3 cards. And if I'm in the 4 card routine, I've got 4 choices. And I go and do show binary 4 times to put up 4 different cards. Okay? Then depending on where I am, I figure out what the real answer is. So, if I was in 4 cards, if choice 1 is 1, and choice 2 is 1, and choice 3 is 1, and choice 4 is 1, then it's an F. Because 1, 1, 1, 1 is an F in binary, right? Else, or I didn't actually use else, if choice equals 1, 1, 1, 0, then it's an E. If it's 1, 1, 0, 1, then it's a D. So I'm calculating the real answer here. Okay. And I did compounds here up in 2 and 3 just for the heck of it. I did simple. Okay. So if choice 1 equals a 1, then I check on choice 2. And if choice 2 equals a 1, then I got 1, 1, and 1, 1 is a 3. Because hexadecimal 1, 1 is a 3. Else, if I've got choice 1 is a 1 and choice 2 is a 0, then it's a 2. Okay. Else, if choice 2 is a 1, then it's a 1, and else it's a 0. So I'm coming up with those. So that finishes the print binary. Okay? So I'm doing the display there and doing the print binary. and then I do get answer. So what I did in print binary is I came up with real answer. Now down here in get answer, I'm going to get the answer that the user sends. Okay? So I've got a global real answer, meaning I'm using the real answer that was up above. And I want to hide that, but I need it here, because when I click the submit, I want to send both of those to the program again. Okay, so I want to send both of those to the program. So this gives me a real answer. The real answer is hidden, but it will still be sent. And then I have an input box, which you saw, for the my answer. Okay, so real answer is hidden. So if I look at the form again, okay, there are the cards. And this is where I'm going to put my answer. Real answer is hidden, so it can't be seen. So I said, form is post, I'm going to have them fill in my answer, I'm going to send real answer, and I'm going to submit the answer. Okay, so I'm submitting the answer. There is no action, so it reloads the same page. Okay, and I'm submitting it. Okay, so when I submit it, what I'm doing here is saying, if it exists, put it into my answer. If it exists, put it into real answer. And then I'm coming down here. If my answer equals quote, quote, it doesn't. So I come down here. If my answer equals real answer, I print, you got it. Otherwise, I print, maybe next time. Okay. So the first time through, all I do is figure out the hexadecimal. Questions? Does it make any sense? And that's where I actually get the answer. And I call that when I say function get answer. Okay. So the first time through, I don't do any evaluating. Okay, the first time through, when I reload this for the first time, I don't do any calculating. I just put that out. Okay. When I come back, I've got a real answer, and I've got a my answer, and so I can then check and see if they're equal or not equal. Questions? Should be.
What?
This should be questions.
Oh, I get it. Just don't ask me to write it.
I kind of agree. I get like the basic gist of what's going on. But if you were to just throw me in front of a like Notepad++ and said good luck, I'd probably like write some exoskeleton of something like that, and then just figure, and then just have it not work, and then just like forget about it for 2 weeks.
Can you scroll all the way down to the bottom print?
It's kind of hard to take it all at once since there's like 15 if statements.
Yeah, but their statements are the easy part of it, actually.
Yeah, they're the easy part, but like trying to like just read it all at once is kind of daunting. Well, I mean, even though there are so many, most to accomplish the same job, they're just there for consistency's sake.
You know, they're all 15, 16.
Literally, looking at it.
And, you know, I could have gotten rid of the 2-card and 3-card and just did it all with the 4-card.
Yeah, no, that was...
And that would have been...
I was just about to say that even though it looks daunting, the 4-card's function is literally just, you know, just real answer F. You just keep defining what the
That's right.
answer would be.
And I, you know, the if statements are the easy part because,
again,
I'm coming up with...
The hard part is like making
the four hexadecimal characters going across and then picking.
You know, the hard part is making all the functions between the if statements work with each other.
Right.
That's the hard part.
You know, and I think the send it up to the which is kind of interesting. Because I'm sending in a number, which I'm taking the word binary and concatenating either a 0 or a 1 on it to get the image. So I'm getting binary 0 or binary 1.
And you got those pages after the rule?
No, they're mine. That's my artwork. Okay, if I go into my list is...
binary 0.ping and binary 1.ping, and they're actually mine.
That's about the extent of my art capability, but I can do a 0 and a 1. Okay.
And the key thing is that I don't want to lose real answer when I reload, so I'm sending real answer back, but I'm just not showing it. And putting it as hidden means that it's there when I do the submit, but they can't see it. Okay?
Functions at the top, and then see, I'm just looking at it, just making sure.
If you don't have that part at the top, you get an error message. Whoops. If you don't have that part at the top,
if I comment that part out, then I get an error message the first time through. So that's one of the big things when you are reloading the page, which is what I'm essentially doing here, is that you have to account for the first time and then all the other times. Yeah.
At the top where you have array key exists, is that like a name that you made up? Or
no.
No, that's a a PHP.
Is that considered a function?
Yeah.
And there's another way of doing that. if I look at this one, I used is set. I have another example up there that uses is set. And is set can do the same thing as array key exists. I'm asking is it set? And so that's an alternate way of doing it. So array key exists is one way of doing it, and is set is another way of doing it. But, you know, play with that and take that out. And see what happens if you take out that part at the beginning. Okay. You get an error at the beginning. So there's the check, and if my answer is nothing, then you go into choosing, putting it up, and then eventually you'd get down here where the user enters into the text box. And the user enters equals my answer or a real answer. Oh, the user end is my answer, sorry. And we send up both my answer and real answer.
So the first time through, the array key exists would return false?
Yes. So, I mean, let's try taking those out. Copy. And I want to paste so I can get it back easily. Okay. I lied. No, you really do need that. I don't quite know why it's not. Oh, I finally got it's trying to make me happy there. What is that? What letter is it? Yeah, right.
It's an F.
It's an F, isn't it?
No, four ones is an F. F is the highest you can get, so four ones is an F.
D.
Huh?
D.
Yes. What did you check? So there's D, and then it comes up and...
It doesn't tell you, yes, you got it.
Or yeah, it didn't change to figure out the hexadecimal for these binary numbers.
Huh.
So it's not initializing.
Yeah, right. Right. I also thought it was going to give us an error message. And I swear it used to give an error message there.
So it's skipping the start check.
It's going down to the starting start check, and basically it's not coming up with my answer. Because now if I put this in back in, yes, you got it.
So if you submit that blank, it'll go back to figure out the hexadecimal?
Yes. It goes back to figure out the hexadecimal. And if I put the wrong answer in, I get the maybe next time. And if I get the right answer, whoops, then I get the yes, you got it. But if I don't submit anything, I get the figure out the decimal for these numbers. Okay, so that comes from there. So if I don't have anything there, if it's blank, if I don't submit anything, I get the okay, figure out the number for these. If I got it, I got it, yes. And if I didn't, I get a no.
I think it's just trying to get my brain to... But essentially, that's the actual programming those variables.
Right.
At the top.
Yep.
So, if it's empty, once you enter something, it will take that.
Right.
And then it will stay there. Because we're just reloading the page.
You're just reloading the page with whatever is in that box. And this check routine is checking what's in the box and those three possibilities. Nothing, the right answer and the wrong answer.
Now, 30 minutes later.
Oh, no. So let's see. I don't need that anymore. The one down below is a different kind of one, but it's the same thing. This one uses the is set. And if I run this one, okay, this is show binary yes to. Has it got really two Y's? Yes, it does. Okay. I clearly have taken this apart because there's the error message.
Is that the error message you were looking for?
Yeah. Yes, it was. So now I've got to look at... I think I messed this version up when I was playing with it. I wasn't planning to look at this one until he said the is. Okay, I'm quickly not seeing it, so I'm going to look at that and I will let you know Thursday. Because I think I have a different version of that. Okay, the other two things that I wanted to look at today... Because as you can see, that was down at the bottom, and I don't think I even checked it. Okay, in this one, I have put in some JavaScript. And the JavaScript is because I said, okay, I don't like the fact that I have to position myself at the text box. I want to have the cursor in the text box. And when I went and looked up how you put the cursor in the text box, it gave me JavaScript as opposed to PHP. I couldn't find anything in PHP that was going to do that, but the JavaScript does. So if you look at this one when I execute it, and this one is binary hex test. And then I got to figure out what I did to that other one. Binary hex test JS1. Okay. Oh, there's another hexadecimal. Okay, what's that one? No, it's not 10. Yes. It's 8 and 2 is 10 and 1 is 11.
Oh, that's right.
A is 10, B is 11. So this is a B.
That was a long semester ago.
Okay, yes, yes. But notice that the cursor is showing up here every time. Okay, and adding that JavaScript in is what got the cursor there all the time. So I said, up here, on load, set focus. And so I'm doing the set focus function, and I'm sending it answer ID. So I just said, okay, do the set focus. And it then says, I send it the answer ID, the ID of that answer field. Okay, I send it the answer field ID. It receives that and says document get element by ID, that ID should have the focus. Okay. So I am sending it answer ID, and you can see I've added in here on the answer field an ID, answer ID. So I said on load, do the set focus, and send it answer ID. Okay, so that means that I then say here, document get element by ID, and then the element ID is the answer ID, so it knows this should get the focus.
And you have to do it in the form?
Yes. Okay. So now that has the focus. And so it's interesting. There are some things that come up that you can't do in PHP, or maybe there's a way, but I didn't find an easy way of doing it. And adding in the JavaScript does it. Okay, so why not use the JavaScript? Because the JavaScript sets the focus. Okay, so inside this, I've got the script type, and I put the script to set the focus so that I will always have the focus there and I don't have to position it. Okay. But that's just a quick little thing to get the focus. And the only thing I had to do was say, on load, do this. Up, way up at the top, when I first came in, I said body onload. So when this gets unloaded.
Okay.
So that is the onload and the body.
And you would have to do that as HTML, you would be able to do that as CSS?
Yes. No, you could. Onload is CSS, but it's that CSS that doesn't have to be inside. Inside a style, the events, the series of events, don't have to be done in a style routine. So it is CSS. The onload is, but it's the events. Okay, so I wanted to take a picture of that. And then, just because at that point I was into it, I went in and said, okay, why don't we throw in some CSS in this? So I've got the style to get the color red on something that I wanted to do. And while I was doing CSS, I should have also taken and got rid of the body background color up there, which is not really CSS, and put in a style for that. But I was into making a change, and I didn't even notice that, I don't think. So I put in a style to make it red. So if I run this one, okay, I'm making some things red. So that was just to throw in a style, so why not? Let's have PHP, JavaScript, and CSS, and HTML all floating around together. Okay. And the last one I want to look at is the package weight. I'm still trying to figure out what I did with that other one. So on this one, I've got two forms going on. I've got an HTML where I'm gathering, and I've got a PHP where I'm using. Okay, so I start out, and this one is called package weight gather function. Okay, and this one has got that refresh this page on it. That, as I told you, is something definitely worth remembering. That you can put in the refresh this page and not put it in JavaScript. So I've got JavaScript location reload through. And that particular style of putting age reference or something equals JavaScript colon, and that's the JavaScript, can be done without calling it a script because you have specified the word JavaScript in there, and that's an alternative to calling it a script. Okay, so I'm taking in the pounds and the ounces. So 2 pounds, 7 ounces. And I submit, and it comes back and says, the weight in ounces is 39, the weight in grams is, the cost is. Whoops, that's the wrong one. So here I set up all my variables. I got the pounds and the ounces sent over. The weight, I converted and said take the pounds, multiply by 16, and add the ounces. So that is the weight in ounces that I sent it. Then I did a script in JavaScript, okay, where I said script type equals text JavaScript, and I calculated the grams and did a document write to put out the grams. Okay. And then I figured out the cost by going in and doing a calculation to figure out the cost and put that out in a function. All right. So I went out, the function, and then turned it out for the cost. So I went out, the weight was less than 17 that I'm just charging for the first pound. Else, I go do this function, which calculates the weight. When I come back from doing that function, I print out what the cost is, and I print out what the cost. And because I don't have a break after the cost is, it comes out on the same line. So I just go through a loop, which, as I've said before, because we looked at this program at some point, I think, is in a loop mainly because I wanted to have a loop here. We are done. And I will figure out what I did when I played around with that and didn't put it back.
You're going to post this online?
Yeah, I'm going to post. But you've got the zip,
yeah,
the address.
Yeah, but we're missing like two or three.
I am, okay. Which ones?
Option return one.
Okay.
I'll try to get the word cake. I'm so sorry.
And another one.
Function return and function return one.
Oh, I have function return, not function return one, and I just have give process four.
Okay. I may have done those during class or something.
I don't have the third binary expressed.
Okay, that's interesting too. All right, I will try to propose three.
That's really kind of strange because, well, no, that date is 19. So that means, but that was, yeah, you can see I played with this one. And that's when I ended up messing it up, whatever I did with it, because you can see my date on there is 328. So whatever I did, I left it in messed up version rather than in the right version. Because I'm usually pretty careful of everything that's out on the web is clean and runnable. But I clearly played with that and messed it up. Okay.
I feel like the more and more we add, the messier the code gets.
Well, certainly the longer the code gets.
The ones from yesterday, I'm just like, wow, this looks... Now I see why they pull the functions and throw them into a certain
That's right.
file. I didn't want to go down that wormhole, though. I wouldn't have seen it for 3 weeks.
No, I mean, for testing and debugging purposes, I like keeping functions local because then I don't have to open 10 things. But for reality, once I'm through testing the thing, it's better to put it into a separate function or something to get it out. And